This is KUT. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has opened up a public comment period for new floodplain maps for Caldwell, Guadalupe, Gonzales, and Hayes counties. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, if you live in any of those counties, it would be a good idea to check the maps out.
Floodplain maps are used to show where flooding is more or less likely to happen in an area. Diane Howe is a FEMA floodplain manager. She's been working on these maps for years, and she says the new ones illustrate a simple fact. Flood risk is increasing in Central Texas.
Of course, we see weather trends are changing, but we also see that a lot of that is driven by the amount of development in an area.
Flood insurance costs more in more flood-prone areas and is required if you want to get a federally backed mortgage to buy in them. She says that's why in the biz, these are known as firm maps.
The word firm stands for flood insurance rate map.
Where people are in the floodplain also dictates how they build. Richard Reynosa is the floodplain manager for the city of San Marcos. He says after the devastating floods along the Blanco River in 2015, his city passed new building laws.
And so any development that is within a flood zone, they have to show that they're going to not increase the flooding to an adjoining property.
Developers also need to elevate higher in certain flood zones. Often, property owners don't like the rules that come along with higher flood risk and fight floodplain designations. That's one of the things this public comment period allows for. But Tom Pope, the floodplain manager for Hayes County, says he's seeing less of that with these new maps, especially in places recently devastated by flooding.
Surprisingly enough, a lot of people in Wimberley haven't complained as much as I expected them to complain, because they've seen a big, huge flood now.
And Diane Howe, with FEMA, says no matter where you live, it's worth checking your local flood maps and considering flood insurance.
It can rain anywhere, it can flood anywhere, and we've experienced a lot of that recently in Texas, that just because you don't live in a special flood hazard area does not mean that your house is not going to flood.
The public comment period for these new maps will last about 3 months. During that time, you can submit corrections to the maps or appeal FEMA's findings with your local floodplain administrator. You can look at the maps online at riskmap6, that's the number 6.com. We also have them linked on our website at KUT.org. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.